Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. This is Doug Johnson. On our show this week, music from Prince, and a question about the actress Katharine Hepburn. But first, a report about formal dances called proms. Many American high school students attend proms each spring. Prom is short for promenade, a word meaning formal dance. It is traditional for a young man and woman to attend the dance together. But some American teenagers do not go to the prom on a formal date. They go with a group of friends instead. But however they go, the prom usually costs a lot of money for special clothes, flowers, and dinner before the dance. Shep O'Neill tells about a way to reduce the cost of the prom.
Last year, Rebecca Kurtman was a 16-year-old high school student in the southern state of Florida. She was killed in a car accident. Before she died, she had collected more than 200 prom gowns and gave them to poor girls across the state. Such dresses can cost hundreds of dollars. After her death, Rebecca's friends and family continued this work. They even opened a special store called Becca's Closet. More than 20 other similar stores are opening in 9 states. Another is starting in Singapore. Rebecca's family members say they are surprised that the idea has spread so quickly. They say Rebecca got the idea after reading a report about wealthy girls who gave their prom dresses to needy girls. She wrote to dress companies and asked them to send her some prom gowns. They did. Today, Becca's Closet is an organization that provides formal dresses to young women who do not have enough money to buy one for proms or other formal dances. Where do the dresses come from? Reports say they are sent from all over the country, including some from actors in television shows. Girls who need a dress contact the organization through its website and make an appointment to see the dresses. Then they go to the store and choose the one they want to wear to the dance. The Becca's Closet website says the organization is expanding its goals. It says that Becca's Closet will, in the future, include formal clothes for young men, as well as women. And the organization has established a fund to provide college financial aid to students who need it. Becca's Closet says it honors Rebecca Kurtman by continuing to help young people as she would have.
Our listener question this week comes from a computer science student named Tzu Li at Huajun Agricultural University in China. Tzu Li is a fan of old movies with Katharine Hepburn and wants to know more about this former star. Katharine Hepburn once said, "Life is hard. After all, it kills you." She was famous for saying things that were funny but true. She had a sharp mind and sometimes a sharp tongue. Katharine Hepburn died in July of 2003. She was in the movie business for more than 60 years. She held the record for the most Academy Awards. She won 4 Oscars and was nominated for 8 others. Katharine Hepburn made more than 50 movies. She was sometimes called the First Lady of Cinema. But she was a stage actress first. She performed in plays on Broadway in New York. She was nominated for 2 Tony Awards. In Hollywood, Katharine Hepburn said she liked movie work immediately. Her first film, A Bill of Divorcement, was a hit. She won her first Oscar for her 3rd movie, Morning Glory. Her other popular movies include The Philadelphia Story and The African Queen. The actress was born in Connecticut in 1907. Her father was a doctor. Her mother was an activist for the right for women to vote. Katharine Hepburn said her parents taught her freedom from fear. She starred in 9 movies with Spencer Tracy. They also had a relationship together. It lasted almost 30 years until his death. Throughout this time, Spencer Tracy was married to another woman. Katharine Hepburn was 96 years old when she died last year. Another famous Hollywood actress, Elizabeth Taylor, had these words to remember her. She said, "Every actress in the world hoped to be like Katharine Hepburn." That song made American rock singer Prince famous back in 1984. He never stopped recording and performing, but has never been as successful as he was then. Now, critics are praising his new album, Musicology. Gwen Uten has more.
Prince Rogers Nelson is 45 years old now. Critics say his new album shows that he has grown up and has a message for his listeners. One example is this song that discusses some of the problems in the world.
What's wrong with the world today? Things just got to get better. Show me what the leaders say. Maybe we should write a letter. Said, "Dear Mr. May, we don't understand why poor people keep struggling, but you don't lend a helping hand." Matthew 5:5, "The meek shall inherit the earth." We wanna be down that way, but you've been tripping since the day of your birth. Who said that to kill is a sin? It started at Brasenko war that your people been in. Who says that water is a precious commodity? Then dropped a big old black oil slick in the deep blue. Man,
But Prince has not forgotten to include a jazzy sound in his music. Here, he performs the song, What Do You Want Me to Do?
I see you pick me up from the crowd. Could it be the way I play guitar? Master of the soft, not too loud. One day maybe I will be a star. I see you pick me out like you want something. Shame on you, baby, can't you see this rain? What do you want me to do, girl?
Prince says the songs on his new album represent his return to a kind of early rock music. And some critics say it sounds like the early records that made him famous. We leave you now with the title song from Prince's new album, Musicology.
Heard about the party now, just east of Harlem. Dougie gonna be there, but you got to call him. Even the soldiers need a break sometime. Listen to the groove, y'all. Let it unwind your mind. No intoxication, let's see what I see. Dancing hot and sweaty, right in front of me.
Right in front of me.
Oh, call it what you like. I'm a woman high beat. This is just another one of God's beat. Musicology. Got to keep the party moving, like I told you. Keep the old school joint for the two funk soldiers. Musicology.
This is Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed American Mosaic. Join us again next week for VOA's radio magazine in special English. This program was written by Nancy Steinbach and Katie Weaver. Paul Thompson was the producer, and our engineer was Tom Verba.
Like I told you. Kick the old school joint for the true funk soldiers. Musicology. All right. Hold it down, band.
Ah! Get back! Move, get back! Don't you touch my stereo. These are my records. Don't touch.